welcome again. Yesterday we continued to explore hospitality as our theme for the week. We continue to think about hospitality being a generous friendship offered, reminding ourselves that God first poured out his hospitality on his world, inviting us to make ourselves home, at home in his world. And then yesterday we moved on to Luke, that occasion when Jesus was being offered human hospitality at the table of an important local leader, but how this hospitality was a far cry from the generous friendship demonstrated by God. At that occasion, Jesus healed a man, even though this meant breaking Sabbath laws. And then Jesus challenged the guests about their behaviour as they jostled for their best position at the table. We saw in this two glimpses from Luke that humankind had twisted God's hospitality, generousness and his friendship, and instead they were offering a poor parody as a substitute. Well, Jesus wasn't finished with the theme. He took his moment from what he could see around him and what was being demonstrated from this invitation to teach about true kingdom hospitality. So let's read what happened next. Luke 14, 12 to 24. Then Jesus said to his host, "When you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or your sisters, your relatives or your rich neighbours. If you do, they may invite you back and so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." When one of those at the table with him heard this, he said to Jesus, "Blessed is the one who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God." And Jesus replied, "A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servants to tell those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, 'I've just bought a field. I must go and see it. Please excuse me.' Another said, 'I've just bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me.' Still another said, 'I've just got married, so I can't come.' A servant came back, reported this to his master. And then the owner of the house became angry and he ordered his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town, bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, the lame.' 'Sir,' the servant said, 'what you ordered has been done, but there's still room.' Then the master told his servant, 'Go out to the roads and the country lanes and compel them to come in so that my house will be full. I tell you, not one of those who are invited will get a taste of my banquet.'" Now, if we stop and think about this parable, it's a very hard teaching, hard message, isn't it? But it's also a beautiful picture from Jesus of the hospitality of heaven being opened to all. God's generous friendship being offered to all. And it's a picture of how we, as recipients of God's hospitality, should now make our move from being guests in the kingdom to being hosts, to being receivers of God's hospitality, to being people who invite and draw others in to experience that hospitality, reflecting that call that's in Genesis for us to join in with God's caring for creation. We're to do that just as Jesus did, by going out, by inviting, by making sure that no one is left out of the invitation to come and be guests of the living God. Jesus had observed the Pharisee inviting the good and the clean and the reputable into his house, invited like-minded people, no doubt, maybe he was seeking to impress, or people who were of mutual benefit to him, or perhaps people who would invite him on another occasion. And maybe even in inviting Jesus, he was doing so to kind of build his reputation in the community, the latest guest to have at your party. Well, it's natural, isn't it, for us to surround ourselves with like-minded people. That's very natural. It's human nature to seek out the best for ourselves and our loved ones. But God longs that we would reflect his generous hospitality. How can we be involved in reaching the least and the lost? How can we make sure that we don't fall into the trap of being in receipt of God's generous friendship, but only kind of keeping it and hoarding it for ourselves? How can we seek to bless and be hosts of this generous, life-giving kingdom? As a church community, GAP and Queensborough Baptist Church here, it's vital that we are a community that offers generous friendship, heavenly hospitality to those around us. Now, hospitality isn't just inviting people around for a meal. Not all of us are in positions to be able to do that. Not all of us have resources to do that or spaces where that is possible. But actually, there's an amazing creative amount of ways that we can be hospitable for the kingdom. And we'll think about more in the next few days. Let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, as we reflect on your generous friendship, your hospitality, the way you've invited us and given us so much, help us just to examine ourselves. Help us to be open to any challenge you want to bring. Father, of course, it's natural for us to spend time socializing with our family and friends. Important that we have those relationships, we invest in those relationships. But in many ways, you'll hold us account for those who are not like us, those who are on the edge, those who are lost and lonely. Father, as we think about these things this week, help us to be creative in how we invite and how we welcome, how we offer your hospitality to a world who desperately needs to know that they can find home with you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. May God bless us this day.
The day is coming.